All the chips, all the cheese, all the refried beans, all the onion and tomato and the guacamole, all the beef and jalapeno and the sour cream, all the nachos.
All the nachos and all the chips.
Friday, the first podcast of the new year, Lou. Is it? No, we did it last week, too.
You're asking the wrong guy. Oh, no, wait a minute.
What?
Put on your calendar,
folks. Oh, my
folks.
God,
Jesus.
I forgot.
Jesus, look at this. Mark the calendar, I remembered. Okay,
all right.
The 26th. It's our awards banquet. The Bob Connors Annual Awards Banquet.
You called him Bob Connors. Oh, insiders know him as Bob Connors.
That's what I said, Bob Connors.
Right, I thought it was Bob Collins.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, to all the Bob Connors.
That was worthy of Abbott and Costello, okay.
All right. So that's the 26th, and beware, we have some special awards this year.
What is it called again?
I don't know, that was in episode 212. Chili cook-off.
The chili cook-off.
February 9th.
February 9th. Is that a Sunday, Lou?
It is. It's always on Sunday. Okay.
It's always on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday. What? Okay. All right, Lou, we got the results of Lou's Sunday NFL picks, all the standings done, and you and Mr. Wilson have something in common. What is that, Lou?
Penis?
That and, but we'll know about Mr. Wilson on that, but that and the fact you spent some time in Connecticut, and so does Mr. Wilson. He lives in Marlboro.
Do. What? No. What's the Mayberry RFD?
What's the Marlboro theme?
He lives in Andy Griffithville.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Were
they a football rival of yours, Lou?
No, God, no. They were east of the river.
East of the river.
They were east of the
river. So, Mr. Wilson.
They were on the way to Norwich.
And of course, let's see. The Hawk comes in the top five.
Here's Commish trying to get all touchy-feely who's in here, folks.
No.
Just bear with him. He'll be done in about 40 seconds. Go ahead, Commish. Go on.
I just have to mention, of all the Pennsylvania people, it was Danny G that beat everybody from that neck of the woods.
And who brought Danny G in?
Allentown Greg. You know him as Potter.
Ah, Allentown Greg that I know as Potter. Yes, very
well. He also brought in John Work and Playa this year.
And he's friends of Jimmy Snacks, right?
Right, and Lou Cleggers.
And Lou Cleggers. Oh, there's two of those.
Right.
There's Lou, a double Lou.
Lou and Lucas Jr.
Yes.
Lucas did not want Lou Jr., so he went with Lucas. What do you think of that?
That's family, kid.
Your full name is Lewis, of course.
P. Dickman.
Persepinone, or whatever the middle name is. So Bonero takes the Dickman.
Yep, Hobby Bonero.
Bonero.
He's having one hell of a 2019, that Hobby Bonero.
And JJ, who you don't know.
Who's JJ?
He won the Dickman of the Dickman.
Oh, yeah! That was outstanding. He comes in out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
There you go, Lou.
I like that. Where's he from?
He is Peter Chair's partner.
Peter Chair's partner.
Comfy Chair.
Is that the guy that lives in Evanston and hasn't been to the Sovereign yet? Is it the same one?
The very same Comfy Chair, Lou.
Oh, my God. Robert J. Hawk has been here 3 times, and he lives in Philly, for crying out loud.
There you go. An admonishment from Lou. Bear news, Lou. It's official. Kyle Long has retired as of January 6, 2020.
Look forward to seeing you on the sidelines as a coach, Kyle.
All right. He joined the Bears in 2013, but I think injuries, you'd have to take a season off between that, right?
That's very generous.
He often had secret injuries. That's what he went out on, which is bad. You know, a hip pointer, and then he tried to play the week after, and then they sidelined him.
That, well,
that's what a hip pointer will do.
That'll do. Pointer, you pointer. I don't even know her.
So we at the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast, of course, salute Kyle Long. And
yes.
The highlight of his season, of course, is when he showed his Kyle Schlong on Instagram.
I had no idea.
We talked about it in episode 308.
Oh, hey, okay.
All right, predictions for this weekend's game. Lou, it's a divisional weekend. Vikings versus 49ers. You were, by the way, last week you were wrong on both games. So let me just point that out before we start. If you're betting with Lou, you might want to call your bookie. All right. Vikings versus 49ers.
I'm torn. As much as I would like to see Robbie Gould kick the winning field goal to beat Minnesota and just rub it in their face.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Vikings, because I think a Green Bay Vikings NFC Championship would also tell the McCaskies something.
Yeah, that's you. I don't have anything to add to that.
Well, Robbie Gould, face of the 49ers, franchise player in the Super Bowl.
Titans versus Ravens, Lou. The Titans, my favorite to make fun of their name team, because I get to say tit.
I am going with the Baltimore Ravens by 3, over under 39.5.
Oh man, you're really giving them too much information. Texans versus Chiefs, Lou.
Chiefs.
All right. And finally, talk all you want about this one. The Seahawks versus the Pack.
Well, just to make you know where my loyalties lie, of the Pack,
Lou is bringing up a...
We got nacho cheese for the cheeseheads!
All right, there you go. So you are picking the Pack.
I am.
Wow.
Yes.
Not me.
The Pack is a 5-point favorite.
I have become a 12th man, Lou. I'm going to be a 12th man on Sunday.
What does that mean?
The number 12 is given to the Seahawks fans. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, number 12 is retired in the sense of the fans were number 12.
I didn't know that.
Oh, there you go. You learn something new every day, Lou. All right.
There's no number 12 on the Seahawks. That's the fans' number.
That's the fans' number. And a fan gets to pull the flag up every week of the 12th man. They pick a random dude.
Love it.
Isn't that good?
That's fantastic.
I mean, they took a town that, why do we have a football team, too? You know,
let's get a everybody. Cup of coffee and head over to the football game.
Exactly. All right, your question of the week, Lou.
Does Starbucks have a setup, you think, in the Seahawks stadium?
I would say they would, Lou. I would say they would have one every 3 feet to kind of mimic how they are in the art landscape.
Yes, perhaps they should sponsor the stadium.
Perhaps they should sponsor this podcast.
Yeah. Your coffee sucks.
Well, there we lost that one. All right.
Good hot chocolate, though. Great hot chocolate.
All right, there you go. Lou will be talking the hot chocolate next holiday season. What is the category? This is your question of the week.
Hot chocolate is 12 months a year, by the way.
I wouldn't have it in the summer.
Do you have soup in the summer?
Yes, but...
But, okay, I rest my case.
A drink is different than soup, Lou. And I don't really have... I have a nice gazpacho because it's chilled.
That's like eating cold lasagna. You're just too lazy to nuke it. So it's like, let's call it gazpacho.
Lou, knowing his culinary origins, here's his question of the week. You ready for this one, Lou? Question of the week.
I'm all ears.
What is the category of secret, like Kyle Long, that Lou Dickman has that if people knew, would be a game changer in their view of Lou? What is the category of that secret, Lou?
The Hulka.
The Hulka. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week and go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Cheesy Prediction Service. When you want your predictions to go up in cheese, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou cheeses you!